This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. President Donald Trump is in France for the G7 summit. But before leaving Washington, he took time to ratchet up trade pressure on China as he announced hikes in a series of already existing tariffs. And Mr. Trump again insisted he was the right person to take on China. Today, he had a private lunch with French President Emmanuel Macron, the summit host. Meanwhile, G7 expectations are said to be low, though the president today sounded upbeat.
So far, so good. The weather is perfect. The guest is fantastic. Everybody's getting along. And I think we'll accomplish a lot this weekend.
European Council President Donald Tusk admits there are many tough challenges for the Group of Seven and few easy answers.
This is another G7 summit, which will be a difficult test of unity and solidarity of the free world and its leaders. There is still no certainty whether the group will be able to find common solutions, and the global challenges are today really serious.
And Tusk put special emphasis today on trade wars.
Trade wars will lead to recession, while trade deals will boost the economy. Not to mention the fact that trade wars among G7 members will lead to eroding the already weakened trust among us.
As anti-government protests enter their third month, there has been more street violence in Hong Kong today, as demonstrators clash with police in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Officers use tear gas to disperse a crowd outside a police station. There is also word that pro-democracy leaders are planning to once again target Hong Kong Airport. They have called for blockading roadways to the airport complex. To stay up to date on all the world's news, we invite you online to voanews.com. There is also a convenient VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain's Prince Andrew has denied any personal knowledge of criminal behavior by his one-time friend, billionaire Jeffrey Epstein, who killed himself in a jail in New York while awaiting trial on sex trafficking charges. AP correspondent Charles Ledesma is in London.
Prince Andrew, also known as the Duke of York, has said in a new statement, "At no stage during the limited time I spent with Jeffrey Epstein did I see, witness or suspect any behavior of the sort that subsequently led to his arrest and conviction." Epstein was convicted in 2008 after pleading guilty to prostitution-related state charges and serving 13 months behind bars. Andrew has again said it was a mistake to visit Epstein after his release in 2010. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Liberal U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has completed a three-week course of radiation therapy to treat a cancerous tumor on her pancreas. The 86-year-old justice, who has been treated for pancreatic cancer before, reportedly tolerated the therapy well, and a court spokeswoman said no further treatment was required at this time. There is a health issue in the news here in the United States that could have global implications. Officials in the state of Illinois are reporting a lung disease death tied to vaping. We get a report from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
While vaping had been considered a safer alternative than smoking, the first death has been recorded in the U.S. linked to electronic smoking devices. The Illinois Department of Health says it was an adult patient who'd become ill after vaping and added that the severity of illness is alarming and users need to be warned. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says since June, nearly 200 people around the country have contracted severe respiratory illnesses after vaping, but researchers haven't yet identified a clear-cut cause. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft today failed to dock with the orbiting International Space Station. NASA says the Soyuz failed to properly lock onto its docking target. Russian officials say there is another attempt at linking up set for Monday. North Korea has conducted another ballistic missile test, violating an apparent promise to President Trump to end such testing after the conclusion of U.S.-South Korean military exercises. Japan first reported the two launches and Seoul confirmed it minutes later, saying the North had fired two projectiles into the sea off its eastern coast. A senior U.S. official told VOA, quote, "We are consulting closely with our Japanese and South Korean allies." The United Nations reports nearly 2 months of heavy rains and flooding in Sudan have wiped out livelihoods, made tens of thousands of people homeless, and created a humanitarian emergency. More than 50 people have died from the torrential rains that have hit Sudan since the beginning of July. Gene Randall, VOA News.
It's today's exclusive hits. All